then Bayern come back. Well, listen, everything that you wish for, everything that you want, we give you that. So Bayern, after the game, they were zuversichtlich, is the German word for it. They expected this to go through. But then Ralf Rangnick comes back to his first thought.
Hi, and welcome to the German Fußball Podcast. I'm your host, Marcus Fjørtoft, and as always, joined by co-host Jan Fjørtoft, right from the studio. And we will be getting into Ralf Rangnick and his decision to stay with the Austrian national team and say no to Bayern. Just a reminder, whether you hear this from an audio platform or YouTube, join our community, subscribe, comment. Anything is appreciated. That we have a lot of enjoyment seeing the comments, seeing the engagement, and really seeing this grow over the last couple of months as well. So just a nice little reminder and incentive for you to be part of it. But that it is Ralf Rangnick we are going to speak about. He said no to Bayern. Talk to me. We were expecting sort of him to say yes to the job and take this on. But you did say if there was a guy who was going to say no to Bayern, it would be Ralf Rangnick as well. I guess where we want to start is sort of the timeline of things and how it's come to this.
Well, we have to start a quick explainer. We started with Bayern telling Tuchel that you stay this summer. After the summer, we need a new coach. So they're starting. Alternative number one was Xabi Alonso. He said no. Alternative two was to take Nagelsmann back after Salah, Hamzic and Kanu fired him. We're both gone. They thought, well, maybe we'll take him back. He decided then to stay with the German national team. And then they had a look at another national coach. That was Ralf Rangnick. Ralf Rangnick has been one of the best coaches of his generation in Germany. He's been around English listeners, viewers. I remember him from Manchester United, where he had it was hard to develop that club. And then he took over the Austrian national team. And the speciality from Ralf Rangnick is to build clubs, build teams, build organizations. And he's done that brilliantly with Austria. And they're qualified for the Euros. He has managed to take a lot of great players that they do have and put them into a great football team. As for the timeline, Marcus, it's quite interesting. I will start with yesterday because I did Dortmund against PSG for Austrian television last night. And of course, a lot of the excitement by side was what will happen to our national coach, Ralf Rangnick. And as you do know, I know a couple of people. So I had my phone loaded, charged on both sides. So I was told that, yeah, slowly, closely, they're getting there. It's a puzzle, but they have to get it back. From the other side, from the Austrian side of thing that I spoke to, said, well, let's see this. It's not 100% over. We will fight for him. And yesterday was the German Cup final. My Rapid Vienna 1-0 up against Stuttgart, ending up losing 2-1 in a great final in Klagenfurt. And the reason I'm telling you that is that Ralf Rangnick was there, as was the general secretary, as was the president of the Austrian Football Association. So they had it was decision time. So then first there was yesterday a message or a statement, apparently at 4 o'clock yesterday being Wednesday, as we are now doing this episode at midnight till Friday. And they were saying that there should be a statement. I spoke to the people on the Austrian FA side. They said, no, that's quatsch. They said, that's stupid. Won't happen. And okay, so my kind of conclusion at the studio, I will presume that he will go to Bayern, because I thought there's no chance that Bayern can go so far. After the game against Real Madrid, Heiner said it, Eberl said it, Christoph Freund said it, between the lines, yeah, it'll be soon signing for us. We just have to find the timing. We have to put the last puzzles together. And then this morning when we woke up, the message came from the Austrian FA, of course, Bild Zeitung a couple of minutes before them, telling us that Ralf Rangnick had said no to Bayern. So that was the immediate timeline after the whole board, the whole management of Bayern were desperate to get him. And mind you also, Marcus, there are three people, Sauer in the Nachwuchsabteilung, so the development department, is a former Red Bull. Max Eberl is a former Red Bull. Christoph Freund is a former Red Bull. So he would come to his own, but he decided to stay by the Austrian national team.
So then the million-dollar question is why? And I guess for a lot of our listeners, there will be to a greater or lesser degree, a familiarity with sort of the appeal of Bayern, but also the Austrian national team. Because for those maybe not familiar with the Austrian national team, they'd be thinking, well, how do you say no to Bayern? Because the initial statement by Ralf Rangnick was, listen, what we were building here at the Austrian national team, I'm very committed to, and the results have shown as such. But then you are almost tempted to ask, well, that is great that you're part of that project, but this is Bayern. So why does he decide to stay?
Good question, Marcus. And I think a lot of the things that you put into your question is also a part of the explanation. Sometimes we think of, here you are a coach, you have a club, you have a process. But don't we forget that these are human beings, that is human beings with feelings, with need of pressure, with I live here now, how is my life now, how do I see my life in the future? What I understand has happened with Ralf Rangnick is that could happen to any of us. First of all, and that's why I said 7 days ago, he's the guy who could turn down Bayern. So I understand is that his first thought when Bayern approached him was, I won't do it. Now, this is not for me. I have a mission by the Austrian FA. I stay here. Then we are human beings. Uli Hoeneß, Max Eberl, Karl-Heinz Rummenigge, the big papers, Kicker, everybody speaking highly of Rangnick. Now he is the one that could take him over. And I think that kind of took him over to say, well, if you fulfill all my needs, if I get the mandate to kind of change the club, if I get the mandate to be young players that I like to do, remember, this was the guy who kind of managed clubs, saying all the Red Bull clubs were supposed to have quick players, all under 23. It's not 100% like this now, but that was the mission. Maybe this is the thing that he would, he got a mandate to change Bayern. We do understand that Uli Hoeneß, even if Uli Hoeneß with his timed attack on Tuchel maybe didn't make it easier in terms of the public, but I do understand that that didn't play any role because Uli Hoeneß was really, really behind this appointment of Ralf Rangnick. So that's stage two. After the initial thought is, no, I won't do it. I am 66, so 65, 67 years of age. I have a good job. I love Vienna. I don't have to work 24/7 a day. This is a project that I do love to be a part of. Next stage is then, of course, well, maybe I should do that. For fuck's sake, this is Bayern. Mm-hmm. It's the biggest club in the world. I have a chance. I'm German. I've been with a lot of Hoffenheim, Schalke, Stuttgart, Ulm. I've been in different clubs, but wow, this is Bayern Munich. And yes, I was at Manchester United. Maybe that was not so satisfactory as I hoped for because the environment wasn't at the time good for me. But this is Bayern. Well, I have to give it a chance. So let me talk to them. And then Bayern come back. Well, listen, everything that you wish for, everything that you want, we give you that. So Bayern, after the game, they were zuversichtlich, is the German word for it. They expected this to go through. But then Ralf Rangnick comes back to his first thought. We human beings do that as well, Marcus. I don't think we should complicate this too much. I don't think this is, as they say, a decision, and it was also in the statement, this is not a decision against Bayern. It's for Austrian Football Association. And Marcus, I swear to God, I was talking to people from the FA today in Austria. I mean, first of all, they were very proud. You have to also understand the kind of neighbor relations between Austria and Germany. Austrian football, the little brother. There is a Twitter account called the other Bundesliga, because they call the Bundesliga in Austria as well. And the pinnacle of football in Germany is of course Bayern Munich. It's quite close to the border of Austria. It's nearly Austria, and to kind of win over them, but to have a Ralf Rangnick there, Marcus, 2026 is USA, Mexico, Canada World Cup. That's the dream for Austria to be back there. Great day for Austrian FA to manage to talk. Now, I'm not saying talk him into staying there, because for that, I have too much respect for Ralf Rangnick. He is a man of his own. But I think that he just felt, no, this is not right. I don't need it. I got a great life now. I live in Austria. I have a great project there. Why? And also, to put that in, it would have been very, very stressful, because now Bayern in May, June, July need to build the team for next season. And there's a lot of, they talk about seven players coming in. So he had to make a double job. And Christoph Freund and Max Eberl could say, yeah, we can help you out. But Ralf Rangnick need to have at least a word in that, a last word as well. And he is a strong man. And I think that double belastung, is a double job. He didn't fancy it. And then he decided to stay by Austria FA.
I'm sure Frau Hoeneß will compliment his character as well, maybe for saying no to the job. When we get towards the end here, Dad, I think the question then remains is what now for Bayern? They've now, as you alluded to in the beginning, Xabi Alonso, no. Julian Nagelsmann, no. Ralf Rangnick, no. With a club in need of serious rebuild, what do they do going forward? And part of that question, I guess, is this Bayern project just a bit too big, just a bit too unappealing in a way, in terms of its grandiose nature, so to speak, because it is going to be a massive task for whoever comes into this job.
Yeah, but I still think this is one of the most attractive jobs, but everything is about timing. Jürgen Klopp will, of course, be a great candidate, but he says he's going to stay out for a year. There's also a theory that maybe he can come after 1 year. But as you were saying, this is a big job, but it's still a great challenge for them. As you see, in a bad season, they are one game away from the Champions League final. They were 2-1 up. They had a dire chance there at the corner. They could be 3-1 up against Real Madrid. Still got a chance going to Santiago Bernabeu. There is a lot of different coaches available. You have a Fischer from Union Berlin. You have a Streich from Freiburg. I don't think they will take them on. Then you have the big names like Zidane, Mourinho.
Would Tuchel, it would be completely out of the question?
And that's my final thing that we can speak about in 7 days. Mm. What I think is most likely now at Bayern, coming into a second leg, Santiago Bernabeu, for maybe another final at Wembley as 2013 against Dortmund, can happen again, which is, it's silly when you think of it. I think that Bayern will go back to Tuchel. I think they will go back to Tuchel and say, listen, we all know that was right at that time. Timing was right then. Tuchel, please, can you take Bayern next season? Just do it 1 year for us. And you know what I think the answer will be? No.
Because Tuchel there will have some pride. You know him better than most, yeah, in terms of the profile. Yeah.
Absolutely. And again, I would have another episode to say why Tuchel could say no. Yeah. I mean, that's the
word. Good for our channel.
Oh, it's fantastic for our channel. But it's there are so many, there's honors and there is dignity and there is respect. And I think that Thomas Tuchel could take on Bayern for another season and say, well, listen, at the end, it worked out anyway, and I'm silly not to go there. But Thomas Tuchel, it's that kind of guy. I think that Bayern could think Max Eberl, Christoph Freund, two great human beings, through great character, great attitude. They don't have this honor to say, oh, we can't do it because we already done it differently. I think they could do it. But then I think Tuchel will turn them down. But in this saga, Marcus, it's so hard to say. What I do know, this is a big, big embarrassment for Bayern. Because as you were alluding in your question, this is one of the biggest addresses in international football. It's not like You have to beg people, can you please coach us? So now it's going to be exciting. I think we will have enough to do, Marcus, and I think we will have more specials coming up quite shortly. And maybe there will be a surprise as well. Arne Slot to Liverpool wasn't the most likely thing that could happen. So maybe they'll take someone. Of course, you could say Hansi Flick could come back. He was quite close to get Barcelona. Then Xavi stayed anyway. So we'll see. Maybe Hansi Flick could come back doing it.
It's another worthy reminder. Like you said, these are humans that we're dealing with. There's honor. There is respect. There is a lot of different dynamics in place. And the timing needs to be right for a lot of these things. This obviously, most surely, will not be the last that we will speak of this. Dad, I know you've been in the studio. Go to bed. Get your sleep. And then this special will be out. Thanks for watching. Again, another reminder to subscribe. That will be in the bottom corner. Comment. Let us know what you think about this ongoing Bayern saga. And then we will stay in touch. But for now, Dad, good night and auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen.